This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're going to be betting, make sure you do it on the Zen Sports app. That's where you can fade Brad. NBA games tonight. Got Grizz, Mavs, Heat, Hawks. So if you want to be getting in the game, a little action, you can do that over at Zen Sports. Z-E-N Sports is the name of the app. Easy to bet, easy to deposit, easy to withdraw. All you got to do is download the app. Z-E-N Sports, better just got better. Gambling problem, call 1-800-889-9789. All right, well, it is about that time. We gave you the day off yesterday. You did a little too much winning. You've been doing a little too much winning, Brad.
I'm gonna do honest picks. I'm not gonna like come in here for some radio bit where I make up a poor pick on purpose.
You know? Well, again, you wouldn't how to do that.
I was naturally good at this and the sample size, as we've chronicled time and time again, is large.
I still trust that over the course of a 6-week sample, it will revert.
Sure.
But you know, look, any sailor knows there are times when it could get treacherous out
Heard
there.
Heard that.
Right?
Yes,
you got
sir.
The Drake Passage.
Right.
The famous Drake Passage. Have you seen those videos?
I have not.
Crazy.
Really?
Yeah, like some of those ships will go right through it. And it's like the waves and the I don't know the whatever you call it,
uh-huh.
But it's crazy. It's like it's between it's like Argentina and South America. Like,
is it a canal?
Yeah, it's a body of water between South America's Cape Horn,
okay,
Chile, Argentina, and the South Shetland Islands of Antarctica. It connects the southwestern part of the Atlantic Ocean with the southeastern part of the Pacific Ocean.
Okay.
And so when you pass through it, like, it's extremely rough waters, currents, wind, all that.
I will tell on this subject before we get to
and
fade
that's what
Brad,
we're in right now.
Well, you know, it's rough out here in the Mississippi, too. Like, our flood stage, because Lana Danko and Sean Danko live on Mud Island, and I'm Facebook friends with them. They run the Kooky Canuck. Shout out Kooky Canuck.
Mm-hmm.
That flood thing, the flood stage is up to, like, I mean, it's damn near 40 feet plus.
Yeah.
Like, stuff's underwater now downtown. It's mm-hmm. crazy. And it's almost 60 feet. Oh, it's over 60 feet at Cincinnati. So
yeah.
It's just flooding. We're getting our own version here. Maybe that's why my picks are flooding.
So, quick recap before we get into it today.
Yeah.
Brad is 3-1 and is against the spread picks in through four games.
And that's not good because we're trying to pick against this.
So if you faded Brad, you're 1-3. Again, by no means are you out of it. That's a very, very small sample. We can get this back in a week, in 2 weeks. Again, I urge you two things. Don't give up. Gamble responsibly.
Thank you.
All right, that's simple. With that being said, let's get to it. Let's fade Brad.
Oh, that was the respect burgers. I need to hit the right intro.
We do miss you, Jason. Yeah. All right, two games tonight, two picks at least from Brad. Of course, the only ones that we track for the record purposes are the against the spread picks. Brad likes to throw in the bonus picks. It is up to you sort of what to do with those. But Heat Hawks, At 6 o'clock, and let me just make sure I have this. We're going to use ESPN bet just for the, okay.
One and a half.
So it's Miami Heat minus 1.5, even money. Basically, though, a pick 'em minus 110 money line each way. Let's just call it a pick.
Yep.
Miami, Atlanta. What do you got, Brad?
Well, we do have a 3-hour show, so we try to also give a little context and information in the mix here, along with the actual pick.
Yes.
And so I study these rosters. I actually had a prayer that I did earlier for Kevin Love because he struggled. I am actually being totally serious. I prayed for Kevin Love because he's had some family stuff going on. He is out, but I believe he is healthy. So our thoughts are with Kevin Love. He will not be part of this mix. And as I look at the, I don't do much research on the actual games though. They're all healthy. Tyler Hero is healthy. Tyler Hero, by the way, is going to go over 24.5 points. Miami will cover the number. Miami minus 1.5 tonight. By the way, that game in Atlanta at 6 o'clock. That's the early one on TNT.
All right, there you have it. So Brad was with the Miami Heat against the Bulls. He was rewarded for that faith.
Yes, sir. They kicked the crap out of the Bulls.
And he is sticking with them against the Atlanta Hawks here. It's hard to argue it, right?
I like that team.
It's hard to argue given the way that both teams played. Heat destroyed the Bulls on the road.
Yep.
The Hawks look like absolute crap against the Magic. So I really can't blame you.
Selfish Trae Young across the side.
He gets ejected. This is just one of those games where it just won't make sense.
What else does the Heat? I know Okongwu is on that. I mean, what else does the Hawks have?
They have Trae Young. They have Jalen Johnson.
Bogdanovich still on that club?
No, Bogdanovich plays for the Clippers now.
See, that's a big miss right there.
So, although he is beyond washed, man.
Is he?
But
what happened to old Boggy?
But I get it, man. Like the Hawks are not very exciting.
No,
they're not very exciting.
All right, so I'm rolling with the Heat.
I don't even know if Jalen Johnson is healthy. Is he even in the game?
I'm looking at the Heat. Jalen, he's out for the season.
Okay. So
yeah. Johnson is out for the season.
Okay. So he's playing.
Nance is out, not indefinitely, but May 1st. He's out.
I don't really understand why this is a pick. I mean, given the way that both of these teams
don't
are
either.
Trending.
I mean, they have Capella.
But, again, the market is not going to miss that, right? Wow. I mean, so it's all kind of baked in. So I have an eyebrow on this game. Like, I would never bet the Hawks. I mean, I just would never bet them.
No. But I also Spoelstra, the way he's built, he's one of these coaches like the Grizzlies in Summer League. Like, he goes into these things, like, with a chip on his shoulder, and they realize they have nothing to play for. But, the Heat just, they compete.
Yeah, they do. They do.
They just compete.
But again, it's a pick. So,
and we're going for Atlanta too because you're picking against me.
Yeah. So again, if you are fading Brad, you are picking Atlanta on the money line. Pick them minus 110. At your sports book of choice. I'd recommend Zen Sports. So that's pick number one, and your bonus pick was you have Tyler Hero over
24.5.
Over 24.5. All right. Next game on the docket, game number two. Grizz Mavs.
Yep.
Grizzlies versus Mavericks for the right to go to the Western Conference playoffs officially.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's now 5.5.
Wow.
Juiced to Dallas.
Yeah.
So this is an interesting move. The Grizzlies are minus 5.5 even. Let me just kind of back test this really quickly.
All right.
To make sure that I'm not, I want to call it down the middle here.
Okay.
Five and a half is fine. We'll call it 5.5. So Grizzlies minus 5.5 tonight against the Dallas Mavericks. John Morant is a game-time decision, a legitimate game-time decision. Brad was on the Grizzlies against the Warriors against the spread. He was rewarded for that faith. Again, the man has been on a roll in the play-in. Is he going back to the well now that the number is a little cheaper at 5.5?
I'm trying to see for my bonus bet because I'm calculating what Anthony Davis's over points is for tonight. What is he supposed to? He's been averaging almost 30 points a game when
he
plays.
I can absolutely look that up for you. So his over under tonight is 27.5.
Yeah, And they're, and I can't believe that number. I'm surprised it's not a pick'em.
Yeah.
Are you surprised it's not a pick'em?
The Mavericks game? No.
Yes.
I mean,
You are not because of the home and the Grizzlies.
Well, and again, they're very injured. I mean, they don't have Kyrie Irving. They don't really even have a point guard. So
that's the problem.
Okay,
I'm going to go with my initial thought on this.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not here to influence your pick, however.
He is out.
You have
the Kyrie. You know what? The kicker is Kyrie. Let's be honest about it. Doesn't matter how many Anthony Davis scores. You've got two bigs, in theory, that should be able to figure out. Tomas Isla should figure out how he's going to hedge that.
Yeah.
Whether it's Jaren off ball, on ball, switching, and Edie starting for you. Edie should have like 30 rebounds tonight.
At least.
Okay? So go over on the rebounds. I don't even know what the total is. Whatever it is, go over on that. Go over on Bane points, which is, by the way, 20. I have 26.5 for Bane? 24. 21.5.
22.5 I've got.
Over Bane points as well.
All right. So
the Grizz will cover the number. The Grizz -5.5. That's what I'm going with. That's
right,
my final answer.
All right. So Brad has thrown a lot at us here.
I'm sorry.
He likes over Zach Edey rebounds, over 12.5. He likes over Desmond Bane, 22.5. And he likes Grizzlies -5.5.
That's it.
I have that correct?
That, you nailed it.
All right, so that
and
would
I'll
mean,
put this all on Twitter because we don't have Jason. Jason is like he's a historian of this stuff.
Yes, so this will be this would be if you're fading Brad, Dallas Mavericks +5.5,
right?
Zach Edey under 12.5, Desmond Bane under 22.5. It's a great emotional hedge for Grizzlies fans, right?
It is
like that. This way they get to fade the piss out of the Grizzlies, and if they lose, obviously they win money. You know, this
and that's
is great.
That's part of the calculus. But I do honestly believe the Grizzlies will win tonight. And so it's if we're emotionally hedging it, it does work out well.
Your confidence is interesting. I don't know how you could have any confidence in either of these teams, but I get it. I mean, they are the home team.
I would say the interesting thing for the Grizzlies is, man, Wells became such an important part of this team.
Yeah, he did.
It's just so clear now.
Yeah, he did.
You know, he's your perimeter defender,
and that's a loss, man. Yeah. I mean, because you know somebody's got to guard Klay Thompson tonight.
That's a problem.
Right? I mean, he had a great night against the Kings. Mm-hmm.
And he's a Grizzlies killer in the postseason, as we've seen.
Yep. I mean, Najee Marshall has had good games against the Grizzlies. You know, Dante Exum is getting healthier, so.
Is it Gilliard, the center, or what's the kid's name? The big tall guy. I don't know.
Gafford.
Gafford, thank you.
Yeah.
Daniel
Gafford, Derek Lively.
Although
so.
We killed that guy Saturday, or Sunday. I went to the game Sunday.
Well, come on, man. They put him out there with a bunch of scrubs.
they
put him out there with a bunch of roots.
Max Christie was out there. Like,
yeah,
they had
man,
some dudes.
Come on, bro. I mean, you can't hold that game against Daniel Gafford, bro.
How funny is it in the Anthony Davis trade, and then people rationalizing it, they're, well, not only do we get Anthony Davis, we got Max Christie.
You know, they're just trying to find something.
Jesus.
Man. Look, you may someday be in that position.
I heard that. Yeah.
All right.
I might tomorrow.
So watch your ass. you're going to be trying to talk up some young bum.
That's fair.
Anyway, yeah.
All right, here we are.
So to recap it here on Fade Brad, we got you'd be taking the Hawks money line.
Hawks money line
the Mavericks +5.5. So
yep.
That would be the official against the spread picks. That you would be taking to fade Brad. Let's see if we can get this thing back to 500. That would be great going into the postseason. Be 500 going into the postseason. Almost like it never even happened. If we lose some juice, but
it does lose some steam if I keep rolling like this.
Well, we might have to change it to tail Brad. You know?
As the wind flows.
Brad may have a horseshoe up his ass. I don't know. But we have to continue to monitor. All right, we'll come back. Part of the podcast is going to join us on the other side. We'll talk to him about Sincere Parker, about what Memphis has done in the portal, what's next. Stick around. Jason and John, Adichardt FM, ESPN.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
MLB.tv is home to baseball's biggest stars. Watch every out-of-market game, live or on demand.
He got it! Woo! This is unbelievable!
Plus, you'll get 24/7 access to MLB Network. Stream every big pitch.
He struck him out!
Every home run.
Gone!
Everything baseball. All season long on MLB.tv. Start a free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Hey, I'm Tank Sinatra here with my co-host,
Investigator Slater.
And together, we host the true crime podcast, Psychopedia.
It's true crime infused with comedy.
Making it a crimedy.
Available on the Odyssey app or wherever you listen to your podcasts.